WSJM News Now. Team coverage from the WSJM Newsroom on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
WSJM News is sponsored by Special Light Indicator and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you go to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Two teenage girls had to be pulled from Lake Michigan at Waco Beach in Bridgman yesterday. Our partners at WSBT 22 report one was a 15-year-old who was okay, but the 14-year-old was unresponsive. She was first rushed to Spectrum Health Lakeland and then flown to Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids. No names have been released, and Bridgman police say the 14-year-old's condition is not known. Police say a deadly shooting inside a mall happened after an argument between two men. The shooting that killed a 23-year-old man happened Saturday afternoon outside a jewelry store at University Park Mall in Mishawaka and sent frightened shoppers running for safety. The victim, identified as Delaney Crosby, was shot at least once and died at the scene. Police are searching for the man who shot Crosby. The Cook Nuclear Power Plant near Bridgman will be testing its 70 emergency sirens in the coming weeks. Cook spokesperson Bill Downey tells us this is the annual fall test, which is not as the same as the other tests done each year.
One siren at a time. It's different than our spring tests, which all the sirens are done at one time for a longer period of about 3 minutes, which is different than the monthly test of 1 minute or less.
Downey says each individual siren will be sounded for 30 seconds or a little longer, while technicians physically at the siren site make sure all is in working order. Tests will be done Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. starting today and continuing for the next 3 weeks. In the event of severe weather, the testing will be suspended to avoid any confusion. Legislation intended to help protect police officers and their families from harassment or worse has been introduced in the Michigan House by State Representative Beth Griffin of Mattawan. She said on Friday the bills would make it illegal to publish the personal information of a police officer online with the intent that they be harassed.
Please take a moment today to reflect who we are as Americans and also to take a moment to thank first responders wherever they are, whether they're sitting next to you on the couch or whether it's a father or a grandfather or a neighbor down the street. Please let them know today how much they are truly appreciated and how much we thank them for standing for law and order.
Griffin talked about the legislation after the annual September 11th commemoration in front of the state capitol. Griffin says police have been put at risk by the very modern form of harassment known as doxing. Less than 2 months away from the November election, and already a record number of Michigan voters have requested an absentee ballot for the election, 2.1 million.
That's more than have ever been requested in any Michigan election. So that's more not just at the 8-week mark, but more than final number in any Michigan election.
Secretary of State spokesperson Jake Rallo says the day after the August primary, 400,000 voters had already requested an absentee ballot. Those will be mailed out September 24th. Voters are advised to either mail them or personally deliver them to their jurisdiction's ballot drop box before October 19th. With fall arriving, the Berrien County Health Department is urging everyone to get their flu vaccine. Spokesperson Jillian Conrad tells us they urge everyone to get the flu vaccine every year, but this year is special because of COVID-19.
This year, more than ever, we are certainly recommending and urging everyone 6 months and older to get a flu vaccine. We know that respiratory illness is going to be very prevalent this winter with COVID on the horizon, as well as influenza and lots of other cold viruses that could be circulating.
They want to keep flu infections down so hospitals and doctor's offices don't become overwhelmed with so much respiratory illness. So what about the idea that wearing masks and social distancing to avoid COVID could also prevent the flu?
All of these preventative actions work against COVID, and they also work to help prevent other respiratory illnesses like the flu.
Nevertheless, Conrad says everything that can be done to alleviate the load on the healthcare system should be done. So she says get your flu shot. Right now, pharmacies around Berrien County are well stocked, and Conrad recommends contacting your pharmacy or doctor's office. In the coming weeks, the Berrien County Health Department will also announce the flu shot clinics of its own. Lake Michigan College has already been hearing from prospective students interested in the state's new free tuition program for frontline workers. Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Thursday announced the Futures for Frontliners program, which will pay the tuition for someone without a degree who had to continue going to work during the earlier months of the COVID-19 pandemic. Lake Michigan College Vice President of Student Affairs, Nigel Likely, tells us the college is ready to start taking those students.
This is a way for frontline workers to be able to further their education and to be able to move along on their education attainment goals.
Likely says those who apply for free tuition to earn an associate's degree or GED through the Futures to Frontliners program can get the verification process started through a state website. The state will handle all of that and then turn the student over to the community college of their choice. Likely says an associate's degree can cost around $14,000, so this could mean a big difference for those who want to improve their lot in life. You can find out more at lakemichigancollege.edu/frontliners. WSJM News is sponsored by Special Light Indicator and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you go to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.